Country Bob FM.
Almanac time. Good morning. Attention, attention, attention. Please stop what you're doing. Unless what you're doing is critical to your life. If you're driving right now, please don't stop.
Right.
That would not make a whole lot of sense. Although it sounded like that's what happened on 94 this morning.
Yeah, somebody.
I don't know if it was an accident. I never did hear whether it was an accident or not. Something stopped traffic in its tracks on 94.
Somebody, was texting or doing something.
Aren't they working to, aren't they expanding that even more? They're keeping that third lane all the way through. They're doing some improvements there. There's some construction on west to Monticello.
It's a busy stretch, no doubt about it.
It is, and it's under a lot of stress with all the population there. Everybody commuting into the cities from Monticello. I mean, it's a big corridor, that I-94 corridor, that corridor to St. Cloud. It's urban sprawl. A lot of people commuting. Too many cars, not enough lanes. Kind of the issue. So feel free to carpool if you'd like.
That would be nice.
You'll need to find somebody to carpool with, Neil. You'll have to hire somebody just to carpool. Is that counterproductive?
I think it is. I can take my golf cart.
April 27th. When's the last time you've had that thing at a checkup since you bought it?
It's been
running a little rough.
I've had it serviced a couple times.
Oh, that's good. Good, good, good. Thursday, April 27th. 117 days left this year. 248, 1521, Portuguese explorer Ferdinand Magellan.
Oh, yeah.
Killed.
What?
Natives in Philippines got tired of him.
Oh.
They said, this guy, we got nothing. We don't like him. Tried to eat his marsupials. Ferdinand Magellan, dead. You know, he's trying to circumnavigate the world. He didn't make it. His ships made it.
Right.
And his partners made it. His crew made it. Magellan did
not so much.
Not. But his effect on history was felt.
Yep.
He has some straits named after him. 1865. Now, this was called the Titanic of the Mississippi. More than 1,400 people killed. The steamship Sultana.
Oh, yeah.
Exploded just north of Memphis, Tennessee. It was heading north. It had gone south from St. Louis or from Illinois. It had gone south and spread the word that John Wilkes Booth had been shot. And so it was spreading the word as it was going to the south. And then it was coming back north. And the Union was offering captains of ships certain amount of money. $5 a head for soldiers and $10 for officers to have them transported back north.
A lot of these were prisoners of war.
Yes, they were prisoners
out of the
prisoners of war. They were coming from Louisiana. They came out of the Confederate work camps,
right,
and the POW camps in the south, and they were headed back north. But the captain of the Sultana wanted to make as much money as he possibly could. This ship was only set up to handle less than 400 passengers.
Right.
And it had over 2,300.
Well, that's a problem.
That is a problem. Mainly because they had the room. They could fit everybody on there, but the engines weren't made to push that kind of weight.
Sure.
And to hurry on, one of their mechanics said, we really should work on the engines. And the captain said, no, if I wait a day, I'm going to lose all this money. So they piled all the prisoners on, the Union soldiers, headed north.
They wanted to get home.
It was flooding. The water was high.
Oh, my gosh.
So that means the water was running and flowing at a higher rate. So the engines were working hard, and it just exploded in flames. The boiler exploded.
Wow.
All these guys in the, I'm sure the prison camps they were in were less than, this was not the Marriott or the Hilton.
No.
And then they're anxious to get home, and then they're packed on there like sardines, and most of them get killed.
The single worst maritime disaster in U.S. history.
April of 1865 was a bad month. A lot of bad things happened.
1937, the nation's first Social Security checks were distributed. That was in 37. 1938, we need to learn about one of our favorite countries here today.
Albania, Albania, you border on the Adriatic.
Yeah, Albany, Albania here today, 1938. Geraldine Epagne married King Zog. Is that Zog? No, it's Zod. King Zog of Albania. And Geraldine Apanyi was an American woman, and she became a queen. She was the first American woman to become a queen before Grace Kelly. 1938, she became queen of, what was that town again? You remember which one it was?
Coach, can you help us?
Yeah, Coach.
Albania, you border on the Adriatic.
One of the great historians of our time, the
19,
coach.
19, and a songwriter, yes. too. 1938, colored baseball used for the first time in any baseball game. It was a yellow.
Oh, yeah.
Was used between Columbia and Fordham Universities in New York City, 1938. Charlie Finley, the crazy owner for the A's, he tried to do it, too. Yeah. He wanted to do it in the 70s.
Did he try orange?
It was orange. And they use a colored ball now in fast pitch softball. Optic yellow for fast pitch. 1938. 1947, we go to Yankee Stadium for this one.
There's been so many lovely things said about me. And I'm glad that I've had the opportunity to thank everybody.
That's Babe Ruth, a raspy Babe Ruth. He had undergone some throat surgeries. He had throat cancer.
Yeah.
And that was Babe Ruth Day, celebrated at Yankee Stadium, 1947.
He didn't last much longer. I think he passed in 48.
Yeah, he didn't make it into the 50s.
No.
As far as the years. He died. Well, how old was he? Was he early 50s?
Yeah.
Because he was born in the 1800s. He was late 1800s.
1800s. George Herman Babe Ruth.
1965 Hall of Famer newscaster commentator Edward R. Murrow, good night and good luck. He has an award named after him, the Edward R. Murrow Award. That's how good he was at reporting and newscasting. He died at the age of 57.
Just a couple of days into it.
Just a couple days into his 57th year. He had just celebrated his birthday a couple of days prior.
Yeah, a lot of cigarettes.
1965, this date.
Pampers, for drier, happier babies.
Yeah, that's Pampers, everybody. That's Pampers.
Wow.
Pampers were patented on this date. Yes, Pampers revolutionizing the whole diaper thing, 1965. I remember both Pampers when I was young, Pampers and the regular cloth diapers, too.
Yeah.
I remember those being around.
There were services that would come, you know, on a weekly basis or however many day basis and take your dirty diapers.
That's a good service.
Yeah, those kind of went away with the development of Pampers.
Call that the honey wagon.
Yeah.
1983.
The 1-2 pitch strike. Great call on Mills. And there's the record breaker. So Ryan strikes out 10 Blackwell to catch Walter Johnson. And he strikes out Brad Mills.
To break the record of the big train, there's a Twins franchise connection there. Nolan Ryan breaking the record, struck out his 3,509th batter of his career, pitching for the Houston Astros at Olympic Stadium in Montreal on this day in 83.
He would get quite a few more.
Yeah, he's over 5,000 for his career. I never saw him pitch. I never saw him pitch either for the Angels against the Twins or with the Rangers
against the
Twins. So he was the Nolan Express.
Yeah. Tanana and Ryan.
Nolan
and
Ryan Express. Ryan. Nolan Ryan, 1983. 1986, ABC News.
32 minutes past midnight Sunday morning, HBO viewers east of the Mississippi suddenly had their movie, The Falcon and the Snowman, interrupted with this silent message printed over color bars. Good evening, HBO, from Captain Midnight. $12.95 a month? No way. Showtime movie channel, beware.
Captain Midnight hijacked the HBO signal on this date in 1986, mostly on the eastern U.S. I don't think we saw it here in the central if you had, back in the day you could buy a satellite dish and they didn't scramble.
Right.
And people spent all this money on satellite dishes. These pay-per-view, pay-TV companies started charging for you to buy a scrambler. Or de-scrambler, so you could de-scramble their signal. Captain Midnight wasn't too happy about that.
No.
His real name was John R. McDougal.
Very 1986.
In 1989, the whole Tiananmen Square thing began in Beijing.
Sure.
Student protesters took over. You can still remember that picture of the student standing in front of the tank. Very scary. Very scary.
Yeah.
Let's move on to birthdays now.
Take it head to head, rock it through.
The unique group known as the B-52s, quite eccentric. I know you're a big Rock Lobster guy in the late 70s.
I do like that one. Yeah.
Kate Pearson, one of the singers for the B-52s. Cindy Wilson is the other one. There's two ladies that kind of help sing along with What's-His-Face. Kate Pearson is 69 today. Douglas Sheehan, the actor, played Ben on Knott's Landing. He was one of the husbands Joan Van Ark. He was also in the movie Clueless, or TV series Clueless, and also the TV series, which was a spinoff of Family Ties, Day by Day. Douglas Sheehan, call him Doug, he's 68 here today. Space Ace, Ace Frehley. He was the spaceman of the Kiss group. Kiss themselves. It's hard to keep track of them. You've got the Star Child, you've got the Demon, you got the Catman, and you got the Spaceman.
Yeah.
And Ace Frehley doing Fox on the Run, which is an original hit by Sweet. Ace Frehley of Kiss is 66 today. He was the Iceman, George Gervin.
Oh, what a great score.
And I'm sure you were very good at the fingertip roll as well.
For sure.
But he used the fingertip roll unlike anybody. He would do fingertip roll from 10 feet away.
He did.
Right?
Yes. He was, you know, about 6'9 or 10 and weighed as much as my Diet Mountain Dew can. He was thin, but man, could he score.
He could
with
slice.
San Antonio. Yep. Great shooter, great score, great that, and he mastered the finger roll.
He could slice. He was actually a teammate of Michael Jordan in the mid-80s. He spent his last year with the Chicago Bulls.
I believe that, yeah.
He's the Iceman, George Gervin, and he is 65 today.
Baby takes the morning train. He works from 9 till 5. And then
she's the Scottish songstress, Sheena Easton. This is the hit that started it all.
Yes.
When she originally recorded it, it was 9 to 5. They ended up changing the name to Morning Train so they wouldn't confuse it with Dolly Parton's 9 to 5.
Probably a good idea.
Happy birthday, Sheena Easton. Of course, there's a country music connection to her. She had We've Got Tonight.
With
the
Kenny.
Duet with Kenny Rogers, Bob Seger written song.
And I loved her James Bond for Your Eyes Only.
Ooh, that is
one
good.
One of the better Roger Moore ones. She did the theme.
Sheena Easton. You have to pick and choose with the Roger Moore ones a little bit more than some
do.
Of the others.
Correct.
Sheena Easton is 58 today. David Lasher.
Kelly, about the other night, there's something I want to tell you.
Look, you don't owe me any explanations.
It's something I've never told anyone.
What?
Kelly, I'm thinking about investing big money in Zima. That's what he was going to say. That's David Lasher. He played Kyle on Beverly Hills 90210.
Okay.
And I know that was a big show for you.
I never saw it.
In your life. Mm. Show of the 90s, yep. Beverly Hills 90210. David Lasher was also on Blossom, was on Sabrina the Teenage Witch, if you watch that show.
Nope.
David Lasher is 45 today. Time for the Gons, but not forgotten. We got some pretty good inventors and big-time people here.
Yeah, there's quite a list here today, Jim and Brittany. Telegraph and Morse code inventor Samuel Morse. Born on this day, 1791. Yes, you know what he's saying?
S.O.S.
That was "What hath God wrought," was his first message on his new machine.
I thought it was my finger hurts.
Well, that would come later. Now, that was 1791. 1822, he would be a key figure in the Civil War and become a president following Lincoln S. Grant.
He's buried in Grant's tomb.
Strange how that worked out.
Mm-hmm.
He's also on the $50 bill, I believe. Born on this day, 1822.
You don't
Ulysses.
See many 50s in circulation. I run into a lot of 5s, 10s, 20s, 100s.
Yeah.
But they're not a lot of 50s.
I don't run into a lot of hundreds.
I took some with me to Phoenix just for something different.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
You actually went to the bank and you actually requested 50s.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, that's good.
Yep.
I'm glad.
Baseball Hall of Famer.
Doing your part.
One of the greatest hitters of all time. Certainly, I would tell you the greatest second baseman as far as hitters of all time. With all due respects to Rod Carew.
Better than Wally Backman?
Yes, just slightly ahead of Wally Backman.
Better than Tommy Hurt?
Better than Tommy Hurt. 1896 for Rogers. It's not Roger.
No.
It's plural. It's Rogers Hornsby. And 358 career average, second only to Ty Cobb.
Mostly with the Cardinals, right?
Mostly with the Cardinals. How much do you think he would require if he had stats like this today? He hit, in 1922, he was the only player, and still is the only player in history, to have 40 home runs and hit over 400 same season. He hit over 400 three times.
Pitching was awful. Bandbox, no, not really, because they were short porches back in the day. Yeah. But the power alleys and center field, some of those ballparks like 450.
Yeah.
The polo and that was grounds, shallow. Yeah, yeah, polo grounds was like 480.
Yeah, so Rogers Hornsby, a big, strong Texan and a pretty good baseball player, born in the state 1896.
Now, he's the one who taught Jimmy Dugan that there's no crying in baseball.
Oh.
Remember that?
Yes.
Jimmy Dugan says, yes. Rogers Hornsby was my manager, and he called me a heaping pile of bleep.
Yes.
Did I cry? No, I didn't cry.
That's right.
There's no crying in baseball.
And Rogers Hornsby was not well-liked. He was a little bit like Ty Cobb in that respect. He was hard to get along with. And not a great manager. Under 500 record as a manager. Wally Lance, animator. He created some people or some cartoon characters that you probably would know. This one.
Guess who?
Woody Woodpecker.
He was actually inspired to do Woody Woodpecker because there was a woodpecker pecking on his house.
Well, that would make me either very upset or develop a cartoon character.
I'm not sure what inspired him for Wally Walrus, though. Was there a walrus?
Or Chili Willy.
Maybe his wife.
Andy Panda. Could be his wife. That's Walter Lance, born on this day, 1900. One of the great actors, Jack Klugman, was born on this day, 1922.
Can two divorced men share an apartment without driving each other crazy?
He and Tony Randall couldn't. Did you prefer The Odd Couple or Quincy?
They both were my favorite shows of the 70s. They're top five favorite shows of the 70s, yeah. And I got about 20 of them.
There's good work there. Jack Klugman, born on this day, 1922. Go ahead.
That Quincy MC, I mean, or ME, before this whole NCIS business,
yeah.
He was the first TV pathologist and forensic doctor.
I think you're right. There he is, Jack Klugman, born on this day, 1922.
You can never learn as much as Jack Klugman could by taking a look at the dirt underneath somebody's fingernails.
Right. He
knew the person, him and his buddy Sam and his helper Sam, knew exactly what that guy had done. He knew his entire life story because of what was under his fingernails.
He was an amazing scientist in that respect.
Now, that guy doing the Odd Couple open, by the way.
That request came from his wife.
Same guy that did Meanwhile back at the Hall of Justice.
Oh, sure.
After Ted Knight did it. Ted Knight did the Super Friends the first year. He did it then after that.
Very nice.
Meanwhile back at the Hall of Justice.
Civil rights leader Coretta Scott King, born on this day 1927. Of course, she was the wife of the late Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. 1927. You remember Sandy Dennis? Academy Award-winning actress Sandy Dennis. She won Oscar for her work in the movie Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, 1937. There's Wolfman Jack, and there's Casey Kasem as your, you know, most well-known, perhaps, disc jockeys.
Now, he also didn't just do DJs and America's Top 40 and America's Top 10 and his programs and everything. Of course, he was the voice of Shaggy.
For sure.
Yikes! It's trying to shish kebab us, Scoob! Scooby Rex! Scooby Snacks! Boxes of them!
Now, I didn't know that Scooby Snacks were allowable for human consumption, but apparently they
Shaggy.
Are.
Shaggy.
They are suitable
Shaggy would
for,
eat anything.
For human consumption.
Sure.
Always eaten.
They're trying to shish-kebab a Scoob. That's awesome. Casey Kasem was born on this day, 1932, and he did his share of long distance dedications.
He did.
R&B singer Cuba Gooding Sr.
Well, before you do anything rash,
dig this.
Dig this. Everybody plays a fool.
He just passed away like a week and a half ago.
Very recently.
He's the father of Cuba Gooding Jr., the actor, of course, but he was the lead singer here for the main ingredient in their big hit song. 1944 there for Cuba Gooding Sr. And Badfinger guitarist Peter Hamm. Remember Badfinger?
Remember finding out about you.
wrote and sang this song.
Every day my mind is all around you.
Great song, right?
Bad 70s. Finger, yeah, Bad Finger wouldn't have been Bad Finger had not Paul McCartney helped him out. He gave him that song, Come and Get It.
There's Peter Hamm, born on this day in 1947. Jim, they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Brittany?
I just had one quick little one. Babe Ruth was born in 1895 and died in 1948, making him 53.
Yep. So all right, good to know.
I got to run.
Okay, see you later.
See ya.
That's going to do it for the Almanac. Kurt Weir's United Country Real Estate in Annandale bringing you the Bob FM Almanac here today. Kurt Weir's United Country Real Estate, located in the beautiful town of Annandale, home of the Cardinals, right off of 94 there, a little off of 94. We love you. Thanks for being a part of Bob FM. Here's John Anderson.